Magic lamp? Wonder what happens when I rub it.
You have awakened me. I shall grant you 3 wishes.
My first wish is for economic development. My second wish is to save hours of travel time. And my third wish is to create safer roads.
You could have just wished for bus rapid transit and gotten all these things with one wish.
Make all your transit wishes come true. Learn more about bus rapid transit at indigo.net/bus-rapid-transit.
Impeachment trial because somehow the United States Senate decided, nah. What do you mean, nah? You can't decide, nah. The House of Representatives impeached. You hold the trial. Yeah, we didn't think this was serious. What do you mean it's not serious? The House of Representatives, they make the call. You hold the trial. No, we don't think this rose to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors. The entire concept of high crimes and misdemeanors is to cover everything. And it's not legal, it's political. What? No, yeah, we decided to just dismiss it. We're not gonna deal with it. So it's over. Thank you. Bye now. For the first time in history, the United States Senate will not hold the trial and say, we can't be bothered. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. And you've got Chuck Schumer out there saying this was purely political. They were the least serious charges ever presented. Many of you, but maybe not all of you, might recall that Harry Reid used what's known as the nuclear option. Why should I have to have full debate? Harry Reid was a senator from Nevada and a despicable member of the Senate and a liar based on his own words. And he changed the rules to allow for a simple majority to be able to move forward on judges. He wanted to prevent the minority from engaging a filibuster of nominations to the Supreme Court, to which Mitch McConnell famously stated, you will regret this, and you may regret this a lot sooner than you think. And Republicans utilized this new way of doing things, and of course, Democrats regretted it. They'll never admit it. They'll tell you just that the Republicans were wrong. It's a fascinating thing that happens. When Democrats do it, it's for democracy. When Republicans do it, it is an abuse of democracy. It's adorable. It's adorable. Democrats will regret this. This is nuts. You could have simply voted and not impeached, and you may have had a not removed from office. You may have had Republicans on your side regarding the removal of the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, who I believe is guilty of dereliction of duty. Absolutely failed in every way. The border is dangerous, and he does not do the job properly. You tell me the administration doesn't want him to do the job properly. He still has the job. Stand up and be a man. Do the job properly. Not having the trial. Okay. That's just one of many things going on. And of course, it's the Greg Doyle controversy. Man, I mean, I knew I was going to discuss the story, but then I read more this morning and wow, there is a lot to unpack with the sports writer of the Indy Star. And it's not in the way people think I might do it, especially with a guy who I was told wanted to punch me in the face. But don't worry, I don't let other people's actions or thoughts change how I do things. Only the data changes my mind. Only reality can do that. Certainly not Greg Doyle and his apology to Caitlin Clark. I've got that story coming up, guys. Guaranteed. Actually, I'll get to it in the popcorn moment. It's worthy. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. People are starting to get the message. You don't put up with employees who are out of their minds. You say goodbye. You say, hey, this clearly isn't working. And it's not me. It's 100% you. Tony Katz. That's me, by the way. What's up, everybody? 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. This is a story about Google. And how yesterday, so you had the president of Columbia University speaking in front of Congress, and it was about anti-Semitism, and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is doing her thing. And at some moments, I thought she missed the mark. When it came to Representative Ilhan Omar, she was money. She was absolutely, positively money. I've got that. And while that was happening, there was, of course, people on the campus of Columbus University saying, we love Hamas, or whatever words they were trying to pretend they were saying when they really meant, we love Hamas. So they were doing that. But over there at Google, there was a story about a sit-in that Google employees ended up being arrested after occupying their boss's office for 8 hours. And this, of course, trying to get Google to stop working with Israel. There's enough times when you hear it, and sometimes people are like, Tony, you're still talking about this. I'm not actually talking about Israel. I'm talking about the radicalness in today's employment sector. Look at how these people act and move and maneuver. Look at what they consider the problem. Look at who they side with. They side with Hamas. I think that's newsworthy. That it isn't just on a college campus. It's freaking everywhere, man. It's a massive, massive issue with these people who don't know right from wrong, don't know good from bad, the Yetzer Hara from the Yetzer Tov, and they are like convinced that somehow they have value, that they are righteous. And they sit in. And usually when something like this happens, we say to ourselves, nothing's going to happen. Just a bunch of jerks, and that's it. And you know, you move on. Google fired the 28 employees. They fired them. That's unbelievable. Here's the statement. You may have seen reports of protests at some of our offices yesterday. Unfortunately, a number of employees brought the event into our buildings in New York and Sunnyvale. They took over office spaces, defaced our property, and physically impeded the work of other Googlers. Their behavior was unacceptable, extremely disruptive, and made coworkers feel threatened. We placed employees involved under investigation and cut their access to our systems. Those who refused to leave were arrested by law enforcement and removed from our offices. Following investigation, today we terminated the employment of 28 employees found to be involved. We will continue to investigate and take action as needed. Behavior like this has no place in our workplace, and we will not tolerate it. And how it violates their code of conduct. But then they say, We are a place of business, and every Googler is expected to read our policies and apply them to how they conduct themselves and communicate in our workplace. The overwhelming majority of our employees do the right thing. If you're one of the few who are tempted to think we're going to overlook conduct that violates our policies, think again. Think again! Ha! Huh. Oh my! Rarely do I find myself in a place where I say people need to really take a look at what it is that Google's doing and take a, you know, take a page from their playbook. Oh yeah, you do. Oh yeah, you do. That is just spectacular. And I only hope is a way for others to get, well, a sense of, oh, I can do this too. To really get into an idea of, you know what? This is the future. This is the way. This is how we need to be. I think it's terrific. This goes along with another hit for the DEI folk. UNC, we are all Tar Heels. Sorry, Duke fans. It's just the way it is. Just for right now. Just for like the next 60 seconds. University of North Carolina Board of Governors voted to repeal and replace the system's existing diversity and inclusion policy, replace it with a different policy, and according to the reporting, they did it in 4 minutes. Good. Why in the world would anybody put up with the insanity? What's the point? No one should put up with the insanity. They should say, we don't do this. We don't want to be a part of this. We've had enough of this. And the more people have had enough of it and feel that others, you know, that maybe get a little bit of sense of power from others. Don't get me wrong. They should do it on their own. But sometimes they don't do it on their own. Let this help them. Let this show them. If UNC can do it and get rid of this DEI bigotry and Google could do it. Dealing with, of course, what the DEI nonsense and bigotry has done to many of their employees, well, then we can all do it. I mean, we were already doing it. This is a good step forward. Good step forward. Oh, you can have your political beliefs, but you don't own the workplace unless you actually own the workplace. Which is, of course, part of their problem. Why don't they own the workplace? See, that's the Marxism that now sneaks through. You see how that works. They've always got a reason why they're right. Fire them. Let them learn to code. No way, it's Google. They know how to code. Let them learn a trade. Maybe then they'd have some value. When you thought it was safe to go back on Broadway, Crazy Rich Asians, the musical. There are no more new ideas, people. That's over. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. You saw the movie, and you were like, there's no way this will ever be a musical. And then somebody said, I bet you I can make it a musical. And here it is. It is coming to a Broadway. The guy who directed the movie, the 2018 film, is going to direct the show. That's what's happening right there. I like a good show. I like Broadway. Have you seen the Broadway in Indianapolis series? So that's when they bring shows to us. And they usually play at Clues or they play at Old National Center because we don't have a performing arts center because we're ridiculous. The 2024-2025 season, and by the way, they're not a sponsor or anything. I am just a fan. I mean, the Tina Turner musical is actually coming at the end of April. You check that out. So here is the 2024-2025 season. It is Elf, Moulin Rouge, Six, it's the only musical I don't know anything about, Beetlejuice, and Wicked. So there's three movies that got adapted. Was Moulin Rouge a musical before or a part of a I don't remember. But Beetlejuice and Elf, those were movies, and now they're musicals. So precedent. That's actually a pretty good series. Because there's some family stuff in there. There's some stuff you can see just on your own. The only one I don't know Six the musical. I don't know it at all. So I can't say anything about it. I think it's a pretty good series. This is pretty solid. So I some years it's like, all right, they've got one or two good things. Here I'm 4 out of 5 that I would go, only because I don't know the fifth one. Which is actually called Six. But neither here nor there. But my only point to you is, any movie you see now, don't worry if you miss it in the theaters, because it will come to the Great White Way. It will happen. Guaranteed, Fast and Furious the musical is coming. I just don't know if Ludacris is good on stage. He was in Fast and Furious, right? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. I have not heard this song in forever. Well played, producer Carl. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Joe Biden does not disappoint. What I am about to share with you is reinforcement for some and maybe awareness for others. And as you know, here at Tony Katz and the Morning News, we want people to be very, very aware. Joe Biden's not okay. He's not. Joe Biden is not okay, and Joe Biden is not somebody who really has control of his own mind. And, you know, it's one thing to engage a gaffe. It's another thing to have it happen again and again and again and again. It's another thing altogether to talk to dead people like the former president of France, François Mitterrand. It's altogether something different. It's altogether different when it happens on the regular. And when Joe Biden says this, one has to now look at the people who still defend him and ask them, what exactly are you defending? You ain't gonna believe it till you hear it.
Harris Biden administration.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by go. You know the thing.
Say what?
It's a 1-2 punch, and I'm asking that you not be operating heavy machinery at the time. You hear this, and you say to me, but Tony, I'm driving. Okay. Hands on the wheel. Hands on the wheel. You have to promise me. I can't have Matt Bear doing a story about you. All right? All right. You promised. Word is bond. Here we go. Let's start with number one here. Joe Biden telling Israel not to move on Haifa.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just, look what we did recently when Israel was attacked.
Yeah, let's still believe that somehow accepting the fact that you'll be hit with 350 missiles and drones is actually good policy. Haifa is a town in Israel. It's right there on the water. It's north of Tel Aviv. It is south of a place called Akko. When I was in Israel last month, I was in the town of Akko, one of the oldest cities in the world. Nobody in the Israeli government is thinking of engaging any level of attack or assault or movement on Haifa, unless, of course, they're looking to sip coffee by the Mediterranean. Now, Rafah, which is right there at the southern tip of Gaza, Israel, where it meets the Sinai Peninsula, now that's a place that you could see the Israeli Defense Forces moving in on. And they should. And Hamas should be destroyed, and every last member killed, and the hostages should be freed. I know this upsets members of the Indianapolis City County Council, and it upsets members of the university set, but honestly, them being upset is not something I have to concern myself with, or you. It's just a question of right and wrong, and they're wrong. Joe Biden doesn't know the places he's talking about. This isn't the first time it's happened, so it is more than acceptable to say Joe Biden doesn't know the places he's talking about. But that's okay, because Joe Biden also wants you to know that his uncle was killed by cannibals.
Ambrose Finnegan, we've been calling him Uncle Bozy, he was shot down. He was an Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force. He flew single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. He had volunteered because someone couldn't make it. He got shot down in an area where a lot of cannibals in the time. They never recovered his body, but the government went back.
I got to stop. I'll translate for you. I had an uncle. We called him Uncle Bozy. Ambrose Finnegan was his name. And he was in the Army Air Corps before there was an Air Force, single-engine planes, reconnaissance flights over New Guinea. And he volunteered because somebody couldn't make it. There's always a story with Joe Biden. And he got shot down in an area where there were a lot of cannibals in New Guinea at the time. They never recovered his body. And he went on to say, but the government went back when I went down there and they checked and they found some parts of the plane and the like. And this goes into his line that Trump said that he wouldn't go to a cemetery in Paris because the people buried there were a bunch of suckers and losers. This is a longstanding conversation, an allegation from The Atlantic that has never been proven ever by anyone. Never. And he just repeats it. The military does not say that Biden's uncle was eaten by cannibals. They do say that his plane was lost at sea. Joe Biden seemingly has invented the idea that it's not horrific enough that your uncle would go down in a single seat plane somewhere in the Pacific. That death wasn't gruesome enough. Now he probably got eaten by cannibals. You're going to really put that guy in charge? You're really going to question why people are going to vote for Trump? Why black people are looking more and more at Trump? Why Latinos are looking more and more at Trump? Oh, I've got the John Leguizamo audio. Remember when he was funny? They can't believe it. These traitors. Look at the guy. Look at the option. Cannibals and Haifa? Wait till he mentions cannibals in Haifa. That's a whole different thing.